This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
AJ Hinch following yesterday's 3-0 win. Tigers lead now 2-1 in the American League Division Series. How about this? One game away. And look, we're asking Tiger fans how they're feeling today. Like, where are you at with your baseball team? And I think the best that's response we got from Garth in Scotland, saying he's so confident he's nervous. And I get it, man. I get it. 248-539-9797. Todd's in White Lake, and he's next. Hi, Todd.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say I'm not a Tigers fan, but, I live in Detroit and obviously see everything going on, and I'm a huge baseball fan. But I just want to add a different perspective to this that I'm not sure. I've talked to a lot of Tigers fans. I don't know that they realize what's going on. You guys are doing something that movies are made of. I really think when this is all said and done, they're going to make a sequel to Moneyball, and this is going to be Moneyball 2 with what A.J. Hinch is doing. And I do think that baseball is going to change the rules to disallow what he's doing, because what it results in is such low scoring. I mean, it's no fluke that you guys have held Cleveland, who's a good offensive team, to no runs for like 20 innings, right? And that's good for the Tigers. That's good for, making a big push here, but it's really not good for baseball long term.
There it is.
This is just like the Pistons.
There it is. Yeah, it's not good for the sport.
Well,
it's
true, guys.
Tell me more why it's bad for the sport.
Because everybody loves offense, right? Look at the NFL.
You know what people really love, Todd? People love to win. And this is not sustainable. I wouldn't imagine it is in a regular season, but in a postseason where you have days off in between games, it's absolutely sustainable, and get used to it, because I think other teams are going to emulate the same thing.
I'm with it, but Gator, you got to follow the money. What sells? What sells? And baseball's not going to...
Oh, it's not going to surprise me when the city of Detroit, a team we love that's going to do some great things, gets called out and we're not going to do this anymore. Just like they did it to the Bad Boy Pistons. They did it to the Going to Work Pistons. They did it to an extent to the Red Wings that were using the left wing lock and all this stuff.
They didn't outlaw the left wing lock.
Well,
you know what? I salute you guys for doing it. I think it's fantastic. I really do. And I'm a huge fan of the sport. I'm a huge fan of the numbers. AJ is working the numbers,
yeah,
right?
Who are you really a huge fan of, though, Todd?
Who's your team?
Who's your team?
I'm a Cubs fan.
All right.
All right, in Gator's wheelhouse there.
I hate this guy. Got under Gator's skin early.
Yeah.
And then... like burrowed even deeper. I'm a Cubs fan, he said. Oh!
It's all right. They're not in the playoffs. It's okay.
He's a Cubs fan. It's not good for baseball.
His next point was Jim Belushi is the greatest actor.
Why is this not good for baseball? Well, there's no offense. Okay, so
Here's the thing about it. It's not just the philosophy. It's the guys that are executing it. Were they thinking about outlawing it when Cleveland put up 5 runs in the top of the first before the Tigers had recorded an out? The guys have to go execute it. They just happen to have a collection of pitchers that this is working with.
Look,
I'm going to bet big money just because you do this doesn't keep the offense down. You have to have the guys that can execute this.
But here's why I'm going to, and as much as I was having fun with that previous caller, I will agree with him on this. I think baseball is going to do something about it, because that's what sports does. And he's right. It is about offense, and they've made all these changes to the sport to speed up the game and try to create some more offense at the same time, which seems counterintuitive to speeding up the game. But if you're seeing high scores, you don't care so much. What happened with the shift? It's gone. Why? Because it wiped away offense. So am I going to be surprised when Major League Baseball implements rules on starting pitching? Like they're talking about. The starters have to go five innings. This is what they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. There's no way you can implement that.
Like, they likely will.
Hey, my arm's sore.
Yeah, well, okay, if that happens, then there's going to be consequences for the person that comes out of the game. Then you know what? Then you're not going to be able to pitch for 10 days or something like that.
I think we are so far away from that becoming a thing. Just because one team has the guys that can execute this, I think it's so far away from becoming a thing.
They're far away from it now because the Tigers are the only team that are doing it. Now, if other teams start to adopt this, or if the opener becomes more of a thing in Major League Baseball than it already is, which I suspect it will become more of a thing, that you're going to see teams do it for absolutely one spot in the rotation, and some teams might even try to do it for two. But baseball will step in. I agree with the guy. I think baseball is going to step in and say, enough of this. We're going to implement rules that try to prohibit this from happening.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime before 2028. Like, this would have to become just an epic problem.
Well, that's not that far away. That's 5 years.
Well, and the reason why I don't think it's going to happen before then is because you would have to have mounds of evidence that all you need to do is implement this strategy. And I don't think that's it. You have to have the horses. You have to have the horses. And the Tigers do. Mac is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mac.
What's up? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yep.
I think taking away the opener is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. It's like taking away cover two in football because you can't complete a deep ball. Like, just be smarter.
But
like,
right. No, I agree with that. But did you think it was dumb to take away the shift?
Yes.
Okay. Because I agree with you. I thought it's a strategy and it works. If you want to be better, then go beat it.
Like Joey Gallo putting four outfielders laid on a bunt. Like, you're a major league player. It shouldn't be that hard to execute a drag bunt.
Well, bunting is harder than people know, but you're right in that it felt like they didn't want their power hitters trying not to swing for the fences. They didn't want their power hitters just playing small ball because home runs, chicks love the deep ball. But the bottom line is we are so far away from this becoming an epidemic that's ruining the
game.
But
here, I'll give you another reason why I think this is going to come down the pike, and it's the Players Association, because the Players Association wants players to make more and more money, right? Well, if you go with if teams start using this opener and start using the entire pitching staff to get through games like the Tigers are doing right now, it limits what those players can make.
Wait, which players? Because the Players Association also represents the relievers that are doing great that can get paid from this.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the high end.
They're going to get more.
Like, I don't
know. If I were a reliever and the Players Association diminished my role, I'd be pissed at the union.
But it's already hard for relievers to make money anyway because of I'm saying because of the free agency rules, because you're not making the money until you hit free agency, and they're not seeing that until they're close to 30.
That's every player. That's not unique
to
relievers.
But this is what I'm just saying. It's going to be a money thing when it comes, because teams aren't going to want to pay. The bullpen arms are going to start to get like running backs in the NFL. For a while, we're not getting paid at all. Le'Veon Bell sat out, all these things happened, and now you had a couple running backs sign some decent contracts again, but for a long period of time, they weren't. I'm just thinking that there's money's going to play an issue where the players are going to be like, I can't make money. Well, a pitcher's going to say, you're using me one or two innings at a time. I'm a starting pitcher, damn it. Pitch me five or six innings, seven innings, so that I can go earn my money.
If a Bo Brisky and a Will Vest and a Brennan Hanafee, their value goes up and they get paid from this, they are represented by the players' union as well. They are not representing all their constituents. If the players' union goes in and says, let's change the game to benefit offense, and then decrease the value of all these bullpen arms that are doing the job.
But you know how things work.
And you also know what it's like to be part of a union that wasn't representing
Yes, I do. I know. And you have to speak loud and proud in order to get out of that situation. But what ends up happening is they cater to the guys that make the money.
Well, I guess we disagree. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, playoff preview. Cubs guy doesn't like it. That's really a shame. 97.1 The Ticket.